Hey, this is Malcolm D. Smith, and you are listening to the True You podcast. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome. Whenever you are listening, I want to thank you for taking the time to come and listen to today's podcast. Today, I want to talk about Twitch and what had happened with Twitch. If you're not familiar with Twitch, Twitch was a celebrity on TV. He was on So You Think You Can Dance. He was on The Ellen Show. He was lately famous for his TikTok dances with his wife and his kids and his family. And just on the outside seemed like a really happy man. And he took his life. Same thing with Robin Williams. Robin Williams, one of the greatest comedians out there, he took his own life. So what it really made me start thinking about is we don't necessarily know what's going on with people. And a lot of that is because people don't know the true you, what's truly going on with you. Now, I'm not saying that those two gentlemen should have gone out and gone public about whatever they were struggling with. Maybe they didn't feel safe enough to do that or didn't have the strength. I don't know that I would if I had to go public about something. But I think it's important that people can at least be their true selves with at least one person in your life. The more people you can be your true self with, I think the freer you are and the higher quality of life that you'll experience. But that's just my opinion. But what I would invite you to do is look at, are there people in your life where you can be your true self? I brought it up in other podcasts. Who are those people who, no matter what you do, you can say something stupid, look stupid, not know how to dance, smell bad, whatever it is, and they're going to love you for exactly who you are. Those are the people to have in your life. Not the people who are just around because of the amount of money you have or because it's this one-way relationship and they dump all their problems on you and you're the nice person. I think it's those people who are nice sometimes that are people who are the most misunderstood and they crack because they don't have an outlet. They don't have a way to fill their cup up. And then there are other people who they just can't get their cup filled. They can't give to other people and they feel like all I'm doing is taking. What I think is important is to find ways that you can connect with who you are as the true you. What things do you do to fill your cup, to regenerate yourself, to have conversations to bounce off of other people and say, hey, what do you think about this? I'm struggling with this. Those are things that are important because they help you fill your cup. They help you stay engaged with people. Now, I've been having conversations with people and asking them what they thought about Twitch, what their thoughts are, and I got some interesting feedback, which really said to me, you know, different people are dealing with this in different ways and have different experiences. One of the things that stood out to me is, you know, I've dealt with depression. I've been in situations where I thought about taking my own life. And part of it is you don't want to have those conversations with people or you just don't have the strength to acknowledge it to yourself. There could be a lot of different things. And if you're someone who is hearing this and that's the situation you're in, I'm hearing from other people that that's hard to do. But what stood out to me was the amount of people who were touched and affected by this man's death. You matter to people. And whether you're struggling to be the true you or not, you're out in the world and there are people out there who you being in their life matters. So if it's someone who you feel like you can talk to them, let them know what's going on. If you need to get professional help, seek out a counselor. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you just need someone who's a professional who can listen to you and not have judgment and you don't have expectations of what they're going to do or not do. And they are trained to handle those type of conversations and have them in a way with you that you can have insights and learn about yourself and build on that. You know, in life, we have so much pressure to be a success and to be the best at things and have people like us and that's all fine, but it's not always realistic because life is full of ups and downs. One of the things that I say is that we our whole life is full of ups and downs. And our next podcast, we're going to be talking about failing and what that means. But obviously, we're not there right now. In life, you have highs and lows. And I say that the goal for a lot of people, myself included, is to have as many highs as possible. Now, what I realized just recently within my life as I've been going down this journey of who the true you is and working with other people, as well as looking at my own life, is that our life is not always about the happiness and the highs. When I was in graduate school, I had a girlfriend, and, you know, I really was horrible in relationships. And I didn't know how to communicate anything. I wasn't comfortable in my own skin because I hadn't gone through my own personal transformations yet and was really at the beginning of it. But she had a friend who had died. And I had never had anyone who had died. I didn't have any that died unexpectedly. There were people in high school that had died unexpectedly, but I didn't know them. So the bottom line was that I didn't have anyone who was close to me and didn't really know how to be with her to deal with the pain that she was experiencing and struggling. I couldn't relate to it. I thought there was supposed to be a right thing to say, and there really wasn't a right thing to say. It wasn't until much later in life when I learned that I could say things such as, I could have said, you know, I can only imagine that you're hurting, and that seems really obvious, but I don't know what to say or to do. I want to support you, but I also don't want to make you mad. Let me tell you, I said stupid things. I was like, well, what do you love about your life and what makes you happy? And that's not where she was, because it was all about being in the highs of life. But that isn't being true in that situation. What was true was she was upset. It's perfectly fine to be upset. I've had people who apologize because when they're talking to me, they start crying. And I'm like, don't apologize. That's what's there for you. That's being true and authentic to yourself. That's being your true, authentic self. One of the things that I do as a coach is I work with people to know and understand other people and understand themselves. I have an assessment that I do that's, you can do it in 90 seconds and you'll know who you're dealing with across from the table. Now, it doesn't tell you what emotions are going to pop up, because different emotions are going to pop up for different things. I get all emotional when I see people from the military come home and surprise people. It gets me every time. It doesn't matter how happy I am or not. I'm going to be the one who's crying when I see those reunions. I think it's because it just moves me to see and witness love. That's a moment where it's okay for people to be excited and express their joy and to express their tears. It's almost like it's an acceptable time to do that, whereas it's not acceptable for you to be sitting in a room with your friends and crying on a commercial and they'll laugh at you. But they laugh at you because they love you. But who cares? You can cry and be laughed at, and that's fine. It's what's truly there for you. So I bring all that up to say that there are highs and lows. And what I came to a conclusion with myself was that there are highs and lows. And my goal is to have as many highs as I can and as few lows as I can, but realize that they are both going to be there. It's just part of life. You learn when you have the lows. You sometimes bring your biggest and best self forward when you're in your lows. But there are also things that happen in your highs, and you can sit there and enjoy those. Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, all those things, you oftentimes are going to see the highest of highs. Because for the most part, people don't run around going on TikTok when they're depressed because their boyfriend just broke up with them or they're in the middle of a divorce. Some people might if they're broadcasting their entire life. But for the most part, you're just seeing people do the best, bringing their best foot forward. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if bringing your best foot forward is hiding what's really going on with you, then I say it's time to just stop and look at what would it be like if you could just bring your authentic self forward and say, hey, I'm not doing okay today. I need some help. 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to connect with more people when you say that you're struggling with something, because you're being real, because they can relate to it. And the more real you are, the more approachable you are, and the more of a difference you can make for people. If that's something that's important to you, fantastic. If it's not, that's fantastic too. Not everybody wants to make a difference out in the world. And that goes hand in hand with the assessment that I said. You can see what's important to people. So all that said, I think it's important for you to be true to yourself. If you are sad, be sad, but get help. You've got something that has you here in the world. You make a difference to people, whether you know it or not. They may not tell it to you because they may not know how to tell you. They may not know how to say to you, you know, I love you, because those are the hardest things to say. Or it may mean too much, or it may be scary because they may say, I love you, and you may not say it back because they've been hurt in the past. The bottom line is that there are people out there who are willing to help you. They make it their profession. You can dial 988 on your cell phone or send a text of 988, and it'll connect you with people who are willing to listen to you, to be there for you. Why? Because they do love and care about people, and that includes you. That is them being true to themselves, and it's them being true to you. So if you're out there and you're struggling, seek that help. Reach out to people. It's okay for you to be truly upset, truly sad, truly angry, whatever it is. Let people help you with that. And sometimes you don't need help just because you're sad. It's appropriate to be sad. That sad doesn't mean you're depressed all the time, but there are people who are depressed and they need help. It's okay to reach out and ask for that help. That's you being true to you. And when you're true to you, you can't go wrong. So that's our episode today. Thank you for listening. My name is Malcolm D. Smith. You can find me on I Am Malcolm D. Smith on Instagram. You can send me an email at info@IamMalcolmDSmith if you want to send me a message. And if you have any ideas or things that you'd like to talk about when it comes to being the true you, feel free to send me an email as well. Until then, have a great day. Be true to yourself. Be love. And I'll see you on the next episode of the True You Podcast. Take care. The truth.